in the ESPN Madison YouTube comments would like us to discuss Badgers. Well, lucky you, William. We'll take a break from Packers-Bears, but we will circle back because we make a big announcement about Barry Alvarez joining our team officially.
He was really good on our show yesterday, I thought. Thought he was good. Succinct, right to the point. Don't you think?
You're hilarious.
What do you mean?
We did not connect with Barry yesterday for our big announcement. It could have gone better. And let's move on. But I find it interesting that we make this big announcement. And then lo and behold, Jesse decides he needs to host that episode after the announcement.
It's super interesting what Jesse selects to do and what he doesn't. Because you know, he is the poobah here at ESPN Madison now.
It's kind of a big deal.
He is the puppet master. Oh, I like volleyball. I'm going to go do this. Oh, yeah, prep mania. Oh, Muskego's playing. Okay, I'll jump in there. Are you doing the game on Friday?
I am not doing the Muskego-McGuanago game on Friday.
Everybody's very excited for that game.
Huge game. Best game in the state on Friday night. With all our Madison teams out, ESPN Madison will broadcast
it. Go, McGuanago.
Rude. So, yeah.
So, Jesse.
No, I want to defend my honor here for a moment because I had no intention of hosting the Great Dane Huddle last night.
I totally believe that.
The Great Dane Huddle with Barry Alvarez.
I totally believe that you did not want to work on a Monday night. I normally would fight you on stuff. I 100% agree that you did not want to work last night.
Alex Gravatt, known as Gravy in Tausch's world.
He had a little tummy ache.
He did get a little tummy ache in the later afternoon. And so it was kind of a last-minute situation where usually, I mean, G was super excited to host the show. A lot of publicity for the show after our announcement yesterday going into it. And then, unfortunately, he was unable to be part of it last night. So, in a pinch, I stepped in with Tarek Saleh, with Derek Engler, and, of course, with Barry Alvarez. So, I did not purposely put myself in the role of the huge show last night. That was a last-minute change, and we look forward to Alex G hosting the show here and furthermore.
So what happened with Barry Alvarez? Give us the recap, or do you have clips that you want to play that highlight your brilliant questions?
Yeah, given the platform that I had last night with Barry's first official show as our newest ESPN Wisconsin teammate.
After doing 2 months worth of shows.
I took the opportunity to throw Ben Brust under the largest bus I could throw him under.
Ooh,
so,
that's juicy.
For context, those who missed Kyle Brust and Nortman yesterday afternoon, here is what Ben Brust said on the state of the Wisconsin Badgers football program relative.
Is he trying to get somebody fired again?
You take a listen, old T.
Because he's a Bear fan. This is the Brust. He grew up a Bear fan. He wants to fire everybody 5 minutes into his job. All right, well, I'm assuming that's what he's going
to
say.
Have a listen to what Ben Brust said yesterday.
I am out of patience, and that is in regards to the Wisconsin Badgers. Luke Fickell, as the Wisconsin's football coach, has overpromised and underdelivered, 100%. The marketing campaign, I got fooled. I completely got fooled, because you know what? All that matters is the results on the field. Say what you want about the Badgers and the future of the program, I don't care. All I know is that I am so sick of Indiana football, what was the dump of the Big Ten. I don't care who they played. Indiana is 10-0, and they beat the crap out of teams. And they have identity, and they brought in 15 transfers from James freaking Madison, and they are 10-0, and they're in that little playoff picture that they do a reveal show on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, and you see their ranking, and you see what they do on the field, and you can't not be impressed. Meanwhile, I'm being told to be patient. Well, I'm done being patient. I'm done.
Classic Bears fan. That's how the Bears end up what they're doing. Yeah. He would have said that about Barry Alvarez when Barry is 1-10 and the next year wasn't great. Oh, patience. I don't need no patience. I can't wait to hear. I don't know. I would bet dollars to donuts Barry Alvarez is going to say, who gives a blank? That would be my guess on what happens in this next little synchronization.
You'd be right, but he didn't say blank.
Oh, oh no.
I'm really impressed that he's impatient. What has he been impatient about? Who the hell gives a f- whether Ben Russell is
Oh my god.
Now that's funny now.
That. He's impatient. What's he been waiting for? Luke said he didn't make one promise when he took the job.
All right. You know what? If there's a way, I know Barry was supposed to join us. Have him join KBN today. That would be, I cannot wait to tune in. I'll give up. I do a spot at 2:30. I will pass my spot. See if you can get Barry to join him at 2:30. That would be fantastic. Because I want Brusty to say, because I know what Ben's going to say to us. I want to see if he'll say that to Barry. Because he has every right. He got Paul Christ. He didn't want to admit it. He's part of the reason Paul Chryst got fired.
He is.
He was very violent with his vernacular. And you know what? He's a host. Go for it. But this whole concept of, well, Indiana's 10-0. Yeah, they are. And they deserve a ton of credit. You just want to say, well, the Fickle era sucks. We're not going to do it. I'm not in that camp. I don't know a lot of Badger fans that are. Now, will the pressure be ratcheting up? Yes. It's a new era, new world of football. But let's just take a beat. You don't even have to grab a dinner. Just take a beat. And go ahead and look at who Indiana has played. If they play Wisconsin's schedule, are they 10-0? The answer is abso-blankin-lutely not. Okay? So for patience and everything else, now, would they have a better record than where Wisconsin's? I'm not going to argue that. We just got smoked down in Iowa City a couple weeks ago.
Indeed.
So I'm not going to fight that part of it, but man, was that fun. That was a roller coaster of fun emotions right there.
Yeah, I'll give a f- with a bit
that, if that's not on KBN on a daily basis, Strophy, I don't know what you're doing as a producer. That is blank and funny.
More like Sweary Alvarez, am I right?
Oh, my God.
Good one.
Boy, you were just pouncing to get that out there because you knew Barry was going to pounce. Oh, my God. It's funny.
All right. I am intrigued by this. I don't know. Jesse, did this go the way you expected? Did it go even better?
You know this is exactly
expected?
What the little puppet master. You know that's exactly how he played this out. And, by the way, kudos to you.
Who the hell gives a f- whether Ben
And Engler's laugh there is classic. That's fun.
So I think the question I have is, how long is it okay to be patient? Because we would agree that him being impatient already is probably an overreaction.
So I understand Ben's point. Ben is a fan. Like he has said numerous times, the basketball team, and I can understand where he's coming from because the basketball team is family, and that's like that's different.
Mm-hmm.
Football is his. I am an unadulterated fan. I felt the same way about hoops when Benny's team and Frankie's team and that squad went on those runs.
Sure,
the most enjoyable time of my life as a sports fan.
Yeah,
by far.
You said that before. Yep.
So I get that part of it. And do I want them to win? I do. And I understand. I think Ben, as he did when Paul Chryst, that whole thing, he didn't speak for all fans, but he did speak for some. I don't know if that's how Badger fans are feeling. I'm certain there's frustration in the fact that things have not gone.
Which is
as
understandable.
Well. I can't argue. Now, if you want to say while you're starting quarter, there's a bunch of different things, but nobody's in the excuse business. And I think these next 3 weeks are going to set a real tone for where we're at as a program. You got a monster matchup Saturday night. Got a 2:30 kick, which I'm okay with, down in Lincoln. And then you finish up the season with the Gophers. So I get it. Fans don't need to be patient. Coaches do. Players do. But fans don't have to be.
Mm-hmm. Well, I look forward to that clip. I wish.
Oh, my God, was that funny?
You...
You need to. I hope you put a note out to Barry to see if he'll join KPN. I am. Oh, that will be. That'll be must tune in radio. I can't wait to hear Benny and what he says.
You'll be able to hear Ben Brust. You'll have to be patient enough to wait until 2 o'clock for that to happen. But they will be in the Grubel offices, One Call That's All studios, and we tell you about Grubel offices all the time. They're a great partner, but more importantly, they've got great lawyers that will help you win your case if you need to bring one. And hopefully you don't. Again, hopefully you never have to make the call. But if you do, it's great to know that you have the best in the business on your side. If you make that one call, that's all. 414-276-6666, 414-276-6666. 6666. Go to the website gruber-law.com to find out more about David and his history in our fine city and our communities, all the great lawyers that are there, everything you need to know, gruber-law.com, or make that call, 414-276-6666. Jesse, let's play some trivia, since we're talking Badgers anyway.
Makes sense. It is Badgers Trivia Tuesday, so seems like the right time to do it. Sure.
Which caller would you like? And... try not to be impatient.
What's Indiana's, record? 10-0?
10-0.
Let's go. Caller 10. Come on.
Caller
10. Why do we not have 10 wins?
8-4.
Angler's part, for as much as I love Barry's part of that, Angler's laughing is probably just as good, if not funnier.
Who the hell gives a whether Ben Russell's face?
Did that success, just a little inside radio briefly, did that successfully get dumped, or did it come as such a surprise that whoever was producing was not ready for it?
Riley Out Producing did dump it successfully. However, last night was the debut of the video stream of the Great Dane Huddle.
Digital can live on, right? You don't have to edit
on the ESPN Madison YouTube channel.
Why don't you put that on our digital little deal here? I want to see that live.
Find out exactly what word Barry said on the YouTube stream. You can go find on the ESPN Madison YouTube channel.
Oh, you think there's a potential of one
there's
or two?
There's a couple of different ones you can swap in.
Oh, no,
in
I
there.
Have it as like a poop emoji, right? It's got to be poop emoji.
Pretty sure that's my guess as well. All right, caller 10 right
What's
now for
funnier,
trivia.
Though? Which one's funnier? If he says, I don't give a blank, or if he goes poop emoji? What's better?
I like
they're both great.
I like the S there.
Okay.
It just rolls off the tongue better.
Was he perturbed? Could you see? Was he like getting irritated?
You can imagine what he looked like. Yeah.
Caller 10, 844-770-3776. Caller 10 plays trivia next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Play some trivia. Let's welcome in our contestant from right down the road from where I am at the 3rd Street Market Hall in Oak Creek. It is Mike in Oak Creek. Mike, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well.
I'm glad to hear it. Hopefully you'll do well with trivia. It is a Badgers Trivia Tuesday. Tausch, you are scheduled to take question number one.
I'd love to. All right. Which Badgers player returned the opening kickoff for a tutter the last time Wisconsin football defeated the number one ranked team in the country at Camp Randall in 2010? Is it David Gilreath, Jared Aberderis, or Benny Brust?
We can cancel out C. I'm going to go with Jared.
Brent Musburger.
Wait, is that Matt LePay with a bang?
Could be.
That was LePay, yes. Musburger is Gilreath from the three.
No. Yeah, but that's the same return.
Yes, same call.
Yes, okay. I knew it was. All right. Yes, Matt, that is a great call. It's in the I don't know if they still play that montage with the U2 song behind it before games, but that is one of my favorite calls by Matt all time. All right, question two. Let's bounce back here, Mike. Which of these former Oregon quarterbacks...
Oh, wait a minute.
...who all went on to play in the NFL...
Thank you.
...never played for an Oregon team that defeated the Wisconsin Badgers?
That's good that I got this question. It's a good question.
All right, so one of these three Oregon quarterbacks never beat the Badgers. Okay. Is that quarterback Joey Harrington, Dan Fouts, or Justin Herbert?
I'm going to go with Dan Fouts.
My favorite player growing up, Charger, Duck, Pro Football Hall of Famer, and the correct answer. Well done.
Is he still
Here
doing TV?
Corey L, baby.
Yeah, it was a fun team.
Yeah. He is.
Kellen Winslow.
I heard him doing a game, I feel like not that long
Jefferson,
ago.
Jefferson, JJ? Was he on that team?
Yeah, it replaced by Wes Chandler when JJ was traded to the Packers.
Was Allworth part of that squad?
Here we go.
No, he was playing with Joe Namath when Joe Namath played for the Chargers, which he never did.
That was not a great time. Joe Namath played for the Rams.
Yeah, not the Chargers.
Well, it's the same, basically the same thing.
All right.
Both of ESPN's college football writers who provide weekly bowl projections expect the Badgers to play in which of these bowl games at the end of the season? This is the question you come up with.
Yeah.
A projection of potentially. We're not even bowl eligible.
Read the hint.
Oh, now there's a hint. Wisconsin won this bowl game in 2018. Is it the Duke's Mayo Bowl, the Bad Boy Mowers Pinstripe Bowl, or the SRS Distribution Las Vegas Bowl?
I think it's the Mayo Bowl.
This question.
Ooh. That's a stupid question. That's a dumb question. I apologize for that question. In advance.
And then Mowers Bowl.
I just hope, is there any chance, let's say we win two of the next three, is there any chance we go to the Bahamas? Is there still a Bahamas Bowl? Because that's
definitely
what I'm for.
Definitely a wee there for Bowl T.
You're going to want to go to Nashville because you wanted to go to Nashville
last year. But then there was a game. Yes, but this year, if we can, I'm pushing for the Bahamas Bowl if that's doable.
I don't think the Big Ten goes to the Bahamas, but I guess I don't really know anymore because of all the changes.
Okay.
What's the place where the basketball team is playing? Maybe they can do a bowl game there for you.
The Greenbrier Bowl.
Super irritated. I would have been at the Greenbrier had it been the week later. And I'm kind of irritated.
Hey, if you're going to go somewhere, how about the Aloha Bowl?
That would be good, too. Yeah, I'm on board with that.
Christmas Eve, though. You don't want to go to Hawaii on Christmas
Eve,
do you?
You can go to the Pinstripe Bowl and have dinner with your close personal friend, Evan Cohen, because it's in New York at Yankee Stadium.
I'm guessing he'll be in Florida. But, yeah, I would do that, Jason. Thanks for bringing that advice.
I'm happy to help.
I think we'll take any bowl at this point.
Got to win one more. Saturday night.
Mike, the bad news is you only got one right, so you only have two entries. The good news is we had a lot of fun today.
That was fun.
And we appreciate you lightening the mood and
thoroughly enjoyed
and
that trivia. That was fun.
Well, at least I won a Potawatomi today, so.
Oh.
Hey, nice!
Sports book, or what did you win?
I get it.
Kudos to you. Congratulations.
You know what Barry Alvarez would say to that?
What's that?
Hey, I'll give
what Mike won at. Thanks, Mike. We appreciate you.
Dude, I'm telling you, I think that the Favre Love You has been a great hotkey. There ain't going to be anyone better. There will not be anything better than that.
Hey, I'll give
That is it for trivia. We thank Mike for playing. He can take his winnings from Potawatomi to the bank, and he can take it to Associated Bank, where they have the best customer service in the industry. They've got Packers checking, Badgers checking, and Brewers checking. And I'm not supposed to say anything about this, but we have a little thing we're cooking up for coming up in a few months with Associated Bank and Wilde and Tausch. I'm going to talk to a few people about that while I'm here today as well. All I know is that they have made Paula and the girls and I a priority, and they make every customer feel that way. So go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more. More Wilde and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com. Ready to roll, ready or not, ready to give it all I got. Gotta live to win, get it. Ready to roll, ready or not.
Jesse, do you have Barry Alvarez booked on KBN yet?
I wonder if that's up to him, or is that or is that Strophy? Can you book guests for other shows? I don't know what the etiquette is.
I would be happy to help the good folks at KBN out with seeing if Barry Alvarez is available.
Because they'd obviously be excited to have him on. Benny might have
might never be the same after
Benny
today's
might get
show
gravy though. He might have that little tummy ache. He might be missing. He's got them sensible, sensitive bowels the way it is. Anyways,
The Packers returned to work yesterday. There were a few players available in the locker room. I was on our program, so I missed out on it. But I got some great friends who were willing to share some transcripts with me.
Sharing
mostly.
Emails with them?
I have shared many a meal with many of them. But most of the people that talked were defensive linemen discussing Preston Smith's departure and the opportunities that come with that. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Jordan Love did not speak. He will speak tomorrow, as he normally does, at his locker. I'm super curious to see where he's at and if he's close to 100%.
Yeah, and that's where I wanted to jump in. And, you know, I think we obviously have all diagnosed and looked at Jordan's first half, and he's been a lot more careless with the football. But I just want to continue to say to Packer fans that are really nervous about it, and obviously he needs to clean it up. Dude hadn't been healthy since Brazil. He hadn't. And to act as if it's just, I give him a ton of credit for getting out there and he's playing, and he looked, you know, somewhat healthy, I guess probably 3 or 4 weeks when he got back. You could tell he was limited, and some of the things, you didn't get to do all the stuff under center. LaFleur has said that, especially I think with the groin last week against Detroit 2 weeks ago. I think you're hoping with that 15 days, it could have been 20, they decided not to go down that route. This is where you hope he is back to 100%, and we're going to see that similar output that we saw last year, November, December, January. That, I think, from my perspective, that's my expectation. Do I think he's going to be 100%? He should be as close to 100% as he's been since Brazil. And now, hopefully, we'll see this in how they attack the Chicago Bears, because I don't think they've been able to do everything they want. I don't think they've been able to go under center and do the play action and do all of the things that they've wanted to do. And now that you're looking at it, what is it, 8 games left?
Mm-hmm.
That great push he made last year where he was just dynamite. But I would argue statistically, I don't think there was anybody playing better football than him the last 7 or 8 weeks of last season. That's what the expectation should be moving forward. I feel fairly confident he's not going to throw a pick a game the rest of the way. And I would hope that he starts limiting and reining that part of his game in, because his health should start leveling back out, and maybe that will help with the decision-making, because he can extend plays and get out and not have to force a ball earlier than he wants. That's the hope that I have as a Packer fan.
So do you think that he – obviously this is a very difficult question for you to answer. So I don't expect a hard and fast, clear answer to it. But how much of his decision-making, inaccuracy, whatever the foibles have been for him during the first half of the season, how much do you, what percentage maybe, 0% for some, what percentage do you think you can blame on him not being healthy?
40.
Or are we just making excuses for him?
No, I'm not making excuses. I've been hard on him when it comes to some of the things. The play out of the back of the end zone against the Rams was brutal. The play, you know, any of those interceptions or plays against the Texans when you knew that they stunk and they couldn't do anything, brutal. Vikings game, which was 3 picks, I'd almost say 100% of that was on the injury. So I'm going to go 40%.
The
total.
Injury or rust from not practicing?
It all goes hand in hand, Jason.
Well, I just think that that's an important distinction, because if you're not physically able to do things.
I mean, I would disagree. I think it goes hand in hand. You can't practice because you're injured. And when you can't do it, you're going to be rusty, but you're also not as you're going to be more limited mobility-wise, and that's a big part of his game. You see it with Rodgers. It's not that he all of a sudden stinks because he can't throw the ball. It's because he can't outrun anybody, and he can't extend plays, and he's a statue back there. That's why he's struggling.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big piece of why I think Jordan has had more turnovers than we'd hope for, because he's been limited. He can't get out of the pocket. He can't extend plays to the same degree. He can't run the play-action pass game to the same degree that he normally could. And if you remember last season, he obviously got hot and started really playing good football. But it was also coinciding with his protection and his run game.
Right, the offensive.
Aaron Jones being back healthy. So the bye did come at a perfect time for them. I'm hoping that he is going to be a lot closer to 100%. I'm guessing that's what you're going to hear when you talk to him tomorrow. And I'm guessing you can start looking at where he's at turnover-wise right now. Some of them have just been bad decisions. It's not because he couldn't move, et cetera, et cetera. I would hope that you're looking at a 40 to 50% cut in his turnovers and bad decisions over the course of the – now, is that going to be as good as it was the back end of last season? No. But it'll be markedly better than what we saw in the first half of last season and what we saw in the first half of this season. And that 40 to 50% cut is going to make him – one of the top quarterbacks in this league production-wise. And we've already seen that with the touchdowns. We just – it's not been balanced out because of his ability to turn the ball over at the level he has. That has hurt his football team. You slash that in half, Packers are going to be right where they need to be.
So he had gone some – like 10 or 12 games, I'll have to look up the stat, with at least two touchdown passes. And now – he has gone two straight games without a touchdown pass at all. Now, obviously, he left the Jaguars game with the injury and was playing with limited practice and with less than 100% mobility against the Lions. I am expecting him to tell us tomorrow at his locker that he is as close to 100% as you can be at this point in the season.
Sure.
With the injuries that he's had. If he cuts his turnovers, he's thrown 10 interceptions in 6.5 games. I don't think he's going to end up with 20 interceptions. But if he throws 5 interceptions over the final 8 games, that's good enough for you?
If he ends up, he's got 7 games left, right? Or 8?
He's got 8 games
left. 8 games left, and he plays in all of them, and he throws 5 more picks total. I mean, Goff threw 5 picks Sunday night.
He did?
If he ends up with 15 picks and 33, 34 touchdowns, it's not going to be a dominant year like it's been, but it'll be with all of the adversity he's had, I will be more, and especially if he's trending the same way he was last year, I will be happier than a clam when a guy that we all thought waiting for an MRI, getting off a plane from Sao Paulo, that we didn't even know if he was going to play, and he puts up those numbers in his second year, I will be happier than a clam.
If you're looking at where this team is at, what other than him not turning the ball over as frequently is crucial to them being where you want them to be by season's end?
I think we got to see more of what we saw the first 5 or 6 weeks turnover-wise. We've seen a little dip, and a big part of that is the pass rush. But we got to get Jair back out there. We got to get Evan Williams back out there. This is not the same defense, and I know we haven't even spoke on this yet. I know Jesse thinks that's a brutally bad thing, that Evan Williams is such a vital part of what this defense does. I could not have disagreed with him more last week,
Here we are. I still couldn't. Yeah.
But when you get Evan Williams back and Jair back, this defense was a little – and by the way, they held Detroit to 240 yards total offense. Best offense in the world, according to everybody else. Although I didn't see that last week. That's what this defense can be. This defense – can be really, really good, but they need their horses. And Evan Williams is part of that stable. And for as much as you can like Bullard and anybody else that when you want to throw back out there, dude's a dog. Got to get him out there. And he is a difference maker. He just allows you to do different things with X, and it allows you to be more downhill That's what Halfley wants. And when you're sitting back, you're not the same. And I'm not going to say it looked Joe Barry-esque, but the second half of that Jacksonville game kind of felt Barry-esque. Can't have it. Need Evan Williams back.
There's no doubt. But look, every team goes through injuries, right? And you have to overcome them. You always tell us that. The fact that, and I don't want to relitigate, although I was told, Jesse, that you changed the way you presented your argument from the day that I wasn't on to then the day that I appeared on my own show as a guest.
Yeah, I understand.
When it was you and Jim Rutledge.
I understand why you would have that information presented to you that way, because what was nice about the second day of it when you joined Jim Rutledge and I was that
I allowed you to talk.
Was that Tausch wasn't here to tell you what my opinion was. Like, he flipped what I said.
It's there's tape. You just go on Wisconsin
Jesse
On Demand.
Jesse says that Evan Williams is being good is bad for the Packers defense.
It's literally what you said.
It's not, but that's what you heard. I don't like what you're hearing, and now I understand where that sentiment comes from.
You said something, I requoted you, and now you don't like the reaction, so you changed what you think you meant.
I didn't change what I said. All I did was ask.
Just roll the tape. This is the beauty of this medium. Just roll the tape, and then we can all hear it.
And then when I roll the tape, you're still going
to
try
and twist
it.
And by the way, I want to make sure, because I want to be a beacon of truth, I was wrong. It sounds like, again, Brett Veach drafted Mahomes. Is that correct?
That is correct.
My bad.
Veach drafted Mahomes.
My bad.
Not Dorsey.
I was almost sure he drafted him, and then they fired him in that fall before camp. That's what I thought happened.
I think that's going to need a fact check, because I'm curious as to exactly the
I know
timing
Veach
of
gets all the
of
credit because of his relationship and everything else.
Right.
But I think Dorsey was the dude pulling the levers. Now, of course, Andy Reid makes all the decisions, and kudos to him.
I didn't do anything more than a Google search. What GM drafted Patrick Mahomes?
So that might not be accurate.
And the answer was Brett Veach in 2017 was the Kansas City Chiefs general manager who drafted Patrick Mahomes with the 10th overall pick.
Yeah, you might
be
right. I just wanted to make sure, because I want to be a beacon of correct information. And I feel
that's what we appreciate about you.
Beacon. Big beacon guy. More of a bacon guy than a beacon guy. I want to continue this discussion. After I remind you that Milwaukee deal days are going on right now at Fleet Farm. I love it when I get a text from Matt LePay in the middle of the show. Milwaukee deal days right now at Fleet Farm. Find awesome deals on power tool combos, kits, batteries, accessories, and more from a power tool brand you know you can count on, and that, of course, is Milwaukee. These deals will not last long, so stop into Fleet Farm today to save during Milwaukee deal days. We'll continue this discussion about the Packers post-bye next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Just to set the record straight before we resume our Packers conversation to close out the 10 o'clock hour. Before we leave. Brett Veach took over as the Chiefs general manager in 2018 after John Dorsey was fired.
In the fall, like in July, August, they fired him, right?
And John Dorsey, I'm looking at a photo right here, dated April 28th, 2017, in his classic crew neck sweatshirt from like the 80s that Dorsey would always wear. And sitting next to him is a young man in a suit and tie named Patrick Mahomes.
So John Dorsey drafted Patrick Mahomes?
John Dorsey drafted Patrick Mahomes.
Jesse? I would like an apology.
I apologize on behalf of Google's AI that just pops up at the top of the
browser. Yeah, you can't use that. Don't use that. Come on, man.
It's the new Wikipedia.
Just wait, Google doesn't do Google anymore? AI?
Well, you still Google, but when you Google something, have you not Googled anything? When you Google something.
That's what he has us for.
You guys are my Google.
When you Google something.
What's up, Googlers?
So it used to just be like the
Googly
top.
Googly Googlers. What are my GGs?
Great Googly Moogly.
This is why we don't learn anything. When you Google it.
Wait, we learn a lot. What are you talking about? Especially when Up North Jim is doing, trivia again
His
tomorrow?
Name is Joe.
He's my favorite Up North guy.
I got a story about him I could tell you at some point. Ran into him on Saturday. When you Google something
now. You should have moved out of the way.
Never mind.
No, tell me more about Google, Jesse. I'd like to learn more about Google. Because I didn't know AI is now Googling everything for
you? When you Google something, there's an AI answer that pops up at the top of the search, and then you can go into like the different links, as opposed to in the past, it would just have the links available right away.
How far away are we from having a Google robot assistant that walks with us? I don't think we're that far off. Like, you're
like
talking,
a dog?
Kinda, but... That just walks. We've seen these robots, right? We've all seen it. It's coming.
Oh, boy.
How far away are we from, like, having, if you're in a busy city, carpool lanes where you got the robot that's sitting next to you and he's talking, he or she is talking, and then you could say, hey, Jesse, I would name my AI robot Jesse. Jesse, can you tell
I.
me?
I.E.
What?
I.E. Jesse, I.E.
That's with
rude.
A heart. With a little heart on the eye.
A little heart on the eye.
How is the Bears rush defense? Because one of the things in this thought process of the Bears are going to be really stout and fired up and all this other stuff, and I don't know how good their defense is. So I would have Jesse, my AI robot, I would say, Jesse, on the drive in. I'd say, Jesse, how are the Bears in their run game? And then the robot would be sitting there, be like, I'd have him call me Old T. Old T, they've been really bad the last 3 weeks. So I think Josh Jacobs is going to have a big day. And all of a sudden, boom, my first segment of my radio show is written. Bam.
And your prize picks are decided. All kinds of good things come from that.
Yeah.
So, like, when you ask Jesse during the commercial break.
Just wait a second. My AI buddy, Danny Z, and he is fantastic. Very handsome robot. He just sent me this little nugget. And in the last 3 weeks versus the Commanders, Cardinals, Pats, the Bears have given up 175 yards per game, 5.2 yards per carry, 168, 213, 144. So, to reiterate my point about Jordan Love and make sure he's under center, that play action pass and run game is going to eat these boys for brunch. Brunch. And that's the part, that's why you're hoping he's healthy, because I thought the Bears, because they're the monsters of the Midway, because they're physical. That's how they're built, right? And their offense always sucks, and they fire their offensive coordinators. That's not the actual narrative. Their run defense stinks. You know who's going to eat? JJ. J Love. Emmanuel.
So when you have your little robot that you're asking things of named Jesse, and you ask Jesse,
I think I might go to Danny.
And then you get a text from Danny.
When you ask Jesse during the commercial break, give me the Chicago Bears rushing stats.
I didn't think you'd actually pull it up.
Jesse's going to start to tell you that DeAndre Swift went for 16 carries for 59 yards last week, because Old T needs to clarify what the rushing stats are he's actually looking for.
Yeah, I was looking for the Bears rush defense.
Yeah, you didn't...
Yeah, my AI robot did a pretty good job with that. So anyways, I don't know how many years. Where do you think we're at in the sphere of life that these robots are going to be readily available to the masses? Anybody?
No time soon. Readily available would mean they'd be affordable for the masses.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's still going to be at a pretty high price point.
When do you want one?
Didn't you learn anything from iRobot?
Really
you don't want
one. Yeah, but
one.
It's going to happen, so...
It's gonna hold you hostage in your own house.
Maybe, or maybe they'll clean the house and they'll do a lot of great stuff. Make dinner. You get programmed to like put real healthy food out. There's probably a lot of positives that we could get.
Would you eat it?
The food?
If it was really healthy?
Yes. If a robot's making it, yeah, I think I would. Yep.
We'll kick off the 11 o'clock hour. There will be no robots. It'll just be us. And it begins in 2 minutes. So stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.